Well, I've spoken to a couple of farmers this morning, and they, I've got to say, are excited, and they feel like there has been a break. And we've seen some fantastic rainfall, very excessive rain over the last 24 hours. In fact, in Merriwa, one of the driest parts of the state, 86 millimetres in the last 24 hours. To talk to us about what is actually happening, the only weatherman I trust from the NBN newsroom, Gavin Morris. G'day, Gav.
Good evening. Hey, that Merriwa number is really good. I actually got some footage from some farming friends that live out there. They just sent me, the phone rolling, looking in their backyard. It's absolutely hammering down. I mean, it was pretty ferocious stuff, but as you said, very, very happy.
So where is this actually falling? Because we've seen the cyclone event in North Queensland, which is still kind of processing. But is this the same weather event that is stretching all the way down to Victoria?
Look, we've actually got three events going on, and it's all come together at once, and that's why this system is so widespread, and good falls and all sorts of weather stories are at the forefront of all media outlets at the moment. Look, the first one is this big, beautiful, elongated area of tropical moisture that is streaming in on the jet stream. So that's one event that has come on through, and that has created all sorts of things. The other event is now a low and an upper level low, which will turn into a surface low. It's a mid to upper level feature that is coming in off the Great Southern Ocean. That's been coming across central Australia, and it's over New South Wales. So it's the clash of the titans, as I call this one. It's a great, I guess, description of it, because these are the two big air masses that we need to generate enough energy to draw in massive amounts of moisture over central eastern Australia. So they are the two that are working together. And obviously the third one is the zombie cyclone, Owen, that made a comeback crossing the Coral Sea over Cape York into the Gulf of Carpentaria. I mean, that's not completely uncommon. This has happened before. But what is a little bit unusual about Owen is Owen then tracked in that westerly direction towards the territory and Groote Eylandt, but then literally hit a wall, just bounced off again, a mid-level feature, and is turning east, and will travel towards the southeast and cross the Queensland coast, building in strength off the heat, the very warm waters of the Gulf of Carpentaria. And that's really going to hammer northern Queensland and probably extend southward towards the Capricornia coast.
Is it, when we talk, I mean, obviously we're talking cyclone conditions, but is this going to be a devastating cyclone like we've seen in recent years, or is it just going to be a lot of rain and a lot of wind?
Look, where it crosses the coast isn't a massively populated area, and they're very cyclone savvy. They actually wait for the cyclones, a really important part of the cycle throughout that part of Australia. So this is going to be up there by the time it crosses the coast, probably category 4. So look, no matter what, if you're underneath that, you're certainly going to be feeling it. You know, I mean, we're looking at excessive wind gusts of well over 200 kilometres an hour over that kind of system. So it's a dangerous one, that's before. But as I said, it's an area where everybody would know, and we've had ample time and warnings to be prepared for that particular system. Where it is going to hit hard is probably as it makes its way over parts of northern Queensland and areas like the Atherton Tablelands. You know, they will be inundated with massive amounts of rain. We'll probably see on social media over the next week or so photos of the waterfalls up there that just go absolutely bananas when this occurs, and that'll come down and probably hit northern Queensland quite hard and hit some more of the populated areas and therefore cause damage to communities.
Gav, we've seen some, as I said, fantastic rain in some of the drought-stricken parts of Queensland and northern New South Wales and western New South Wales, but it hasn't gone as far out as places like Bourke and Tibooburra. Are they likely to see anything come off the back of this anytime soon?
No, not from this particular system. Actually, it's amazing that you say, Bourke. I've just come back from an expedition. You know, we were attempting to fly paraglide the world record distance. You know, we were looking at about 600 kilometres. But we had tragedy in our team, and that's been cancelled. The team that we were trying to get that world record for had pulled out. Seiko's husband died, and a flying partner, Charles, decided not to fly. But I told them what's going to happen in Bourke and throughout that northwestern corner of New South Wales into southwestern Queensland, a very rare weather event indeed. Right there, they're in between the two systems. It's sunshine, and right now clouds are forming, and that's perfect conditions for us. So it was a very rare weather event that could have produced the world record, but Charles opted not to fly that out of respect for Seiko's husband, Pierre, who we lost earlier in the week.
What's the medium term forecast? Is this going to break the drought? Are we looking towards a brighter future? Is this just an event that is going to drop a fair bit of rain over the next week or so and then move on?
Look, first and foremost, never will one particular event break a drought. I mean, we can have extreme flooding, but sometimes even those kind of events don't actually break the drought, because the soil is wanting to repel after it's been through such a long spell of no rain. You've seen it all. Most Australians know what it looks like. You know, you're hosing the backyard, you see the soil, and it just beads on top. It doesn't soak down. So that first big rainfall, no matter how big it is, it literally falls on the surface and the majority of it becomes runoff, and it actually steals the topsoil. So big flooding rain events usually do more damage than good. They rut out areas and they cause, you know, new brooks and streams to form, etc., or just gut out, you know, brooks and streams that are already there and make them deeper, and eventually will cut them into rivers, etc. So to break a drought, you need a succession of small to moderate rain events, building. So we don't have that by any means. So the short answer to drought breaking, no.
Yeah, well, we'll keep hoping. Gav, my condolences to you and your paragliding friends and the crew, and always great to talk to you, mate, because it's always good to get a straight answer about what's really happening with the weather.
Oh, thank you so much. On the bright side, Steve, this is a great event because it's actually going to be quite slow moving. The core of that low will remain over central New South Wales. It'll deliver good rain there, and the trough is going to sit right over or just on or either the western side of the Great Dividing Range. So that means good runoff rain, and it doesn't matter. It's going to run off to the east and it's going to run off to the west. So all of that is good news.
Absolutely good news. Gavin Morris, good to speak to you.
You too, all the best.
That's Gavin Morris from the NBN Newsroom.